Yes, good day to you once again, audio podcast. So, nice bit of rain coming down here today. I was saying before on a LinkedIn video that the rain is underrated when you're thinking about things like nature connection based wellness activities, wellness travel, wellness tourism. Because I think Shinrin-yoku forest bathing, which they love in Japan where the Rugby World Cup is now, I think it's so good engaging in Shinrin-yoku when it's raining. Really do. It's obviously lovely nature connection, walk along the beach, for example. All that kind of style, nice bit of, you know, vitamin D from the sun. But I just think the rain when you're in a forest environment, Shinrin-yoku style, is just awesome. So consider when it's raining, it's not all doom and gloom. It can be nice as well. Shinrin-yoku forest bathing in the rain is wonderful. Okay, so what I'm thinking about now is I'm thinking of about a few places around the world where people go for wellness travel, specifically nature connection based wellness travel. So two places come to mind: Bali and Ibiza. And I'm thinking of, you know, people from the UK traveling to Bali and Ibiza. There's a big yoga influence, so the yoga retreats, but this is what I'm seeing. So I'm wondering, why Bali and why Ibiza? It'd be interesting to hear any feedback. I'm going to share this round LinkedIn. So yeah, so I'm thinking, I was discussing the concept of staycation. There's a lot of that there. There's so many nice nature places in Great Britain, you know, England, Scotland and Wales. It's so nice. But obviously I've been promoting the Isle of Man, and I've been discussing this with the people who work over there, live over there, and the general consensus is it's not a staycation, is the feedback I'm getting. It's not a UK staycation, because it's an independent island and people travel from the UK to the Isle of Man, so it's more going to be in line with the wellness travel, the same sort of style as people travelling from the UK to Ibiza and Bali. That's what I'm going to go with, rather than it being a UK staycation. It's not. It's the same line as Bali and Ibiza, where you choose to travel there for the nature connection based wellness. So yeah, definitely interested in engaging with people who are involved in this game, anywhere really, but like specifically thinking about popular culture now, especially with the yoga retreat. It seems to be Ibiza and Bali are right up there with the popularity. So I'm interested to see why this is specifically the case of these two places in the world. And of course, you know, I see the Isle of Man as far as the different nature places we can discover and explore, and it's quite close to home wellness travel, you know, if you live in Great Britain, especially around the northwest of England. You can travel via the ferry from Liverpool, and you can get flights, of course, but I just like that ferry with the sea air, because it links in with the whole psychotherapy, you know, vitamin C on your travel. So you're actually getting the wellness in as you travel, rather than when you get there. So obviously if you go on a plane, you're not really getting the wellness on you because you're on a plane. But if you're traveling by sea, you can get that sea air as well, and you know, coming into port. It's just, I don't know, I just like it. I like that style of a short ferry journey over Liverpool Bay and into the Irish Sea. I just think that adds a little bit of the psychotherapy style, vitamin C, all that kind of style, as you're travelling as well as when you get there and then you're exploring. I do particularly like islands, because you've got the coastering you can do and all the stuff on the coast, and you go in. I just like places where they're quite small, but there's loads to discover and explore, if that makes sense. So yeah, there we go. Nature connection based wellness travel. Why do people go to Ibiza and Bali? Very interested to hear. Thanks very much. Take care.